comfort me.
Grateful Dead, Jerry Garcia, KQR, same FM stereo, Golden Valley. City Blues.
And take a last flying look at the last lonely eagle. He's soaring the length of the land.
Recently, hundreds of eagles were illegally killed in Wyoming. A couple of weeks later, the beach of the Western White House was covered with oil from another accidental oil spill. The message is getting louder. Listen to it before it's too late. And give a damn about your environment.
Shed a tear for the fate of the last lonely eagle. For you.
This message was brought to you by the Minnesota Earth Journal, a nonprofit volunteer ecology publication.
Minute before 5 o'clock, KQRS AM FM stereo from Golden Valley. And news. The surprise anti-war speech given by a member of the Ray Conniff Singers last week during a performance at the White House points out the problems the White House has checking out each person invited to perform for the president and other dignitaries. Mrs. Richard Nixon's press and social secretary, Penny Adams, is apparently in charge of checking out the backgrounds of the entertainers invited to White House parties. In the case of the Ray Conniff Singers, that meant checking into the lives of more than 150 singers. There are no full-time Ray Conniff Singers as such. A new group is contracted wherever Conniff will have lengthy engagements. One of the people Penny Adams had to check out was Carol Ferracci, a 30-year-old singer who was scheduled to sing with Conniff at a White House function January 28th. Mrs. Adams' office said that Miss Ferracci's background was checked out. They knew her birth date, birthplace, parents, names, Social Security number, previous jobs, and current address, and they also could not find any affiliations with political or religious groups. But Miss Ferracci surprised everyone that Friday night by standing up in front of everyone and telling the president to stop the war. Quote, as far as we know, she had never spoken up like that before, an aide to Mrs. Adams told Earth News. Miss Ferracci confirmed the report. She had never spoken up like that before, but she plans to do it again if the opportunity presents itself. And hour and a half. Movie documentary of folk singer Pete Seeger has been released by Theater Exchange Activities of New York. Movie entitled Pete Seeger, A Song and a Stone is a collection of footage shot at various Seeger concerts during the latter part of his career. The film also includes a number of Seeger's controversial speeches calling for social change. A report by the Associated Press Managing Editors Association says that President Nixon was coming close to, quote, killing off the presidential press conference, end quote. A report by the Washington News Committee says that Nixon held only 9 news conferences last year when the average number for recent past presidents has been 24 to 36 yearly. The report says that the president held no news conferences during the past 2.5 months, and during that time period, India and Pakistan were at war. James Hoffa was released from prison on special presidential pardon. Congress adjourned and reconvened, and the president held talks with Canada, Great Britain, France, West Germany, and Japan. The Associated Press report also said that the Anderson Papers, a selection of secret government documents which were made public by columnist Jack Anderson, seriously hampered relations between government and the press. Also, while there is time this morning to read more news, Americans are getting better at arithmetic, according to the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS says that only one in every 16 persons filing income tax returns made errors in their arithmetic, as compared with one out of every 12 in 1970. The IRS said that it collected $191.6 billion in taxes during fiscal year 1971. Of that money, $100 billion was paid by individuals, $30 billion by corporate income taxes, and about $20 billion from estate and gift and excise taxes. Approximately two-thirds of the nation's taxpayers overpaid their taxes last year, according to the IRS. Singer Peter Yarrow is the first American entertainer invited to perform in Chile since the Allende government was elected to office. Yarrow, formerly of the Peter, Paul, and Mary group, will appear at the annual Viña del Mar International Song Festival between February 9th and 14th. Yarrow said he was anxious to make the Chilean trip to find out for himself what is happening in Chile. And he said he was going to, quote, convey to the people of Chile, through his songs, that a sense of social awareness, end quote, is developing in the United States. Very quickly, a look at weather. The new forecast is calling for a high today of 8 above. Tonight's low 12 below. High Thursday 12 above. Skies are clear. It's 14 below. That's news. George Donaldson Fisher.
Face yourself and you must say,
can try to help if you're into a good thing with someone and concerned about birth control, or if you're sweating out a late period and need to know for sure, or if you think you've got VD, or maybe you're confused or concerned about any aspect of your sexuality and would like to talk it over. Call Yes any day, anytime at 339-7033. That's 339-7033.
Joe McDonald and Walk in Santiago.
Strolling down the highway with my shoes in my hand, got an incredible dream, now white man.
John Prine in Quiet Man, KQRS, AM, FM stereo from Golden Valley. It's 5:30. Good morning. Los Angeles authorities have charged a 21-year-old man with the theft of an estimated $1 million worth of telephone equipment. The man ordered the telephone equipment for his own company in 1968 by tying into the Pacific Telephone Company's computer and placing orders. Investigators say he somehow learned the code system of the company, even though he had never worked there. He would have been 18 back in 1968. Japanese businessmen in Peking are being ordered home during President Nixon's China visit. Peking says it needs the hotel space for Americans, but the Japanese will be invited to return after Mr. Nixon leaves. An earthquake of moderate strength jarred parts of the northern coast of the main Japanese island of Honshu today, but there are no reports of injury or damage. Our government, alarmed by an all-time high in bank robberies, may order tighter security standards for federal banks. A spokesman for the Justice Department said Tuesday that stricter standards may be set unless the bankers take it upon themselves to deter robbers. More than 2,500 banks were robbed in 1971. The government of Ceylon is banning visitors in dirty clothes with long hair. People they refer to as hippies from entering the nation. Ceylon is afraid they might carry smallpox or opium to the island nation. The coroner in Dublin, Georgia, says he believes that perhaps as many as five persons have died recently from drinking poisonous moonshine alcohol. Moonshine alcohol is poisonous. And coroner Johnny Jester says authorities in Lawrence County still don't know where the illegal moonshine is coming from. Mrs. Pat Nixon has said no thanks. Rather, Mrs. Pat Nixon has said, quote, no thanks, unquote, to an offer by the Communist Chinese for free acupuncture treatment during Mr. Nixon's stay in Peking. Acupuncture is an ancient Chinese treatment in which needles are inserted into various parts of the body to cure disease. Mrs. Nixon told newsmen at the White House that she didn't need the treatment because she was feeling fine. South St. Paul, steers and heifers steady to 25 higher, choice steers 950 to 1,155 pounds, 3550 to 36. Mixed high good and choice 35 to 3550, good 31 to 35. Choice heifers 850 to 1,025 pounds, 3450, 35. Good 3050 to 3375. Cows steady to strong, utility and commercial 2350 to 2550. Veeler steady to strong, choice 49 to 55, prime to 62. Barrels and gilts 50 to 1 higher, 1 to 290, 240 pound, 2725 to 2750. 1 to 3, 27 to 2725. Lamb strong to 50 higher, choice wool 2850 to 2950. Choice and prime shorn with number 1 pelts 30. Chicago butter steady at unchanged prices. Incentive-priced Iowa farm eggs. Prices pay producers at Iowa farms to 11 a.m. today. Cases exchanged. Grade A large or better, mostly 20 to 21. Grade A mediums, mostly 15 to 16. And now weather. An expected high today of 8 degrees above. Low tonight, 12 below. High Thursday, 12 above. Skies are clear at 16 degrees below zero. That's news. I'm George Donaldson Fisher.
Silver bird zoom across the sky, looking out the window, a show I'm flying high.